All right, Brother Ed, you ready?
Oh, you're alive,
bud. All right. We want to thank the Lord for the good service this morning.
Uh-huh.
Want to thank the Lord to be back in the house of God tonight. Thank the Lord for Miranda, Mark, and Tavian, and Caden. I hope I get his name right. Being here this morning, and Brother James and Sister Patty here this morning. Had a house full this morning. Good service, good singing. Just enjoyed every bit of it. And we're back tonight. I got Brother Patrick, Sister Sarah, little Lucy, and little Chase.
Little Eddie.
Yeah, two Eds. We got two Eds tonight. Yeah. Brother Ed and Brother Eddie.
Yeah.
And we're just glad to be saved, glad to be in the house of God. Brother Patrick's going to sing us a song.
Yes.
Then we'll get on with our service tonight. I'm looking forward to preaching this message. Come on, Brother Patrick. Amen. That's right. That's what Randy Sadler said.
Victory. Yeah. Oh, victory.
It's in Jesus. Amen. Amen. Good job, Brother Patrick. Good song.
Brother Eddie, when you pray, Patricia Lynn Cross is on here. Pray for her tonight.
Okay. Well, we'll just go ahead and go to the Lord in prayer right now. We need to remember Brother Mitchell.
Yeah.
Brother Donnie. Donnie's having trouble with his stomach. Mitchell's having some tests. Sister Sharon got some tests Tuesday. Just seemed like there's always something to pray about. Lord, we come to you tonight just thanking you, Lord, for mercy. Mercy, Lord, has been multiplied.
Yes.
Grace, it's been given, and blessings that have been bestowed.
Yes.
Thank you for being so gracious. You're the good shepherd. You love your sheep. We pray for Sister Sharon tonight, Lord. She's got tests coming up this week. We pray for Sister Joanne. Lord, what a blessing, Lord, it was this morning to hear that she was listening to Sister Sharon singing that song, I Need You. And Lord, that's just a blessing. We thank you, Lord, for that kind of blessing. That Lord, modern technology allowed Sister Joanne to be here.
Yes, that's right.
Lord, couldn't be here in body, but could be here in spirit. And Lord, we pray for Brother Mitchell. Lord, he got some tests. He's got some kind of health issue. Got to get it checked out. We pray for him. Lord, I pray for my granddaughter. She had to go to the doctor today. They got a severe sinus infection. We pray for her. Ears infected. Pray for her, Lord. We pray, Lord, for Lord, so many, Lord, Lord, been sick. So many, Lord, having health issues. We pray for them, Lord. Pray that God, you'd visit them. Pray you would, Lord, not only, Lord, heal them, but Lord, bless them. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for all you do and all you're going to do. Ask your blessings on this service tonight. And remember, is it Peggy, Brother Ed?
Yes.
Remember, we want to pray for Peggy tonight. She's got a prayer request. We don't know the details, Lord, you do. But we pray for her, Lord, online and needing prayer. We pray for her, Lord.
There's two more on here.
Two more, Lord.
Clyde's his name. He's got four stage cancer. And
oh, my.
Yes, and Roger Nahart.
Well, we pray also for Clyde and Roger Nahart. What's his?
I don't exactly know what his problem is. It doesn't say here.
All right. Lord, Clyde's got a cancer in the fourth stage.
Yes.
Lord, that's something I know that you can still help him. Something, Lord, that it's impossible with man, but possible with God. We pray for Clyde, Lord, that you would give him, Lord, not only deliverance, but healing. And Lord, we pray for Roger Nahart. We pray not knowing his situation. And Lord, again, we want to thank you for letting that young football player live, Lord.
Yes.
I just thank you, Father, for the blessing, seeing so many people on their knees praying on his behalf. It encouraged me in this day we're living in, Lord, see people still down on their knees, still praying. I praise God for all that, Lord. In Jesus' name we ask it all. Amen.
I wish there was some way that I could relate these names that come up here and ask for prayer requests to him without me having to talk to
That's
him.
All right.
Well, yeah. I
don't mind it a bit.
Okay.
I'm
glad you don't.
Yeah, because I think we do tiptoe.
They're writing them on here, and then I'm reading them
off
to you.
That's all right. We do tiptoe around too much.
Yeah, that's all right.
The Bible said where the Spirit of the Lord is liberty.
Amen.
And
sure liberty.
It won't hinder me at all. I'll just tell you right now, I can preach right around it through it or whatever.
Okay.
Amen.
Yeah.
We'll go to our text tonight, 1 John chapter 4. Got home at the church this morning. The granddaughter fixed breakfast now. Kitchen was in quite disarray, and she wasn't feeling good, and made homemade spaghetti sauce and spaghetti and garlic bread. I really didn't think it'd turn out fit to eat, but it was pretty good. So we won't praise God. I looked, it's like 3 o'clock after I got the kitchen cleaned up, and I have to leave by 5. I thought, Lord, you're going to have to help me, but he did. It's pretty good.
Yes.
But 1 John chapter 4, we won't read as many verses tonight. We'll just read these first 6 verses. John here writing to the church. Mm-hmm. And he says, beloved, that's the reason I say he's writing to the church.
Yeah.
He said, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, mm-hmm. because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God, he that knoweth God heareth us. He that's not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. And again, we're preaching on this spirit of Antichrist. Lord, we just pray you'll help us tonight. Open our eyes, our ears, our understanding. Lord, we thank you for the thought. We thank you for the message. Lord, I do believe that this is the hour we're living in.
Yes.
A day of deception, Lord. Many, Lord, just being deceived and many led astray. And like your word says here, Lord, they're speaking that spirit of error. They don't want truth. They're promoting lies and apostasy. We pray for your blessings tonight. Amen. I mentioned this last Sunday night. 1 John chapter 2 verse 18 says, even now there are many antichrists in the world, and there are.
Yes, there are.
And I just got 2 points tonight. They're kind of long though. But one of them, and we could go on, we will go on with this message longer. But one of them is that atheist spirit. Psalms 14 verse 1. It says, you know, about that atheist spirit, they say there is no God. And God says about them that they are a fool.
That's right.
For saying that. It goes on to say they are corrupt and they have done abominable things. You know, let me spend just a minute right here. When you promote this Antichrist, this atheist spirit, when you say there is no God and you promote that, then you put in people's mind there's no consequences to what they do. They just consider me as a dog. Shooting me is no more than shooting a dog. Yet God said that man that sheds man's blood, by the hand of man his blood shall be shed.
Right.
There is judgment. And the reason there is, because there is a God. If there was no God, then there wouldn't be any law. There wouldn't be any reason for any consequences. But the God calls them a fool,
yeah,
because that they don't acknowledge the existence of God. They are seducing spirits, and they speak lies, or speaking doctrines of devils. That's mentioned in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. But verse number 2 says that they speak lies and hypocrisy. Hypocrisy means they know it's a lie.
Yeah.
They're promoting lies. What kind of lies, Brother Eddie? Oh, lies like evolution. That's being taught in our schools, that we evolved.
Yeah.
You see,
yeah.
The Bible says, by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. And Romans chapter 3 talks about no fear of God before their eyes. I just seen where a 6-year-old shot his teacher, or maybe shot her teacher. Heck, I don't know. They don't even tell the gender no more. But shot a teacher in a school in Virginia with a gun. Now, when a 6-year-old shoots her teacher, there's something going on.
Amen.
I mean, that's just not only not normal, but something provoked a 6-year-old child to shoot their teacher. And I don't know the circumstances myself, but in our schools, speaking lies and hypocrisy, they know evolution's not true. The fossil record doesn't back it up. The fossil record backs creation up. But speaking lies in a pop, apostasy, evolutionary lies, they keep promoting it. They're putting money into it. They want it to be promoted. And global warming lies, climate change lies, gender identity lies. Like I said, they're speaking lies in hypocrisy. They know there's only two genders. I mean, to be honest with you, somebody wrote a song. Let's see if I can remember his name. Oh, by the way, that guy's name I was trying to remember this morning, this soon I pulled out of the parking lot, Mark Compton. It's amazing. That spirit I'm telling you about is the one that takes your thought away. Yeah. The Bible talks about the devil steals the word out of their heart.
Yeah.
You know, well, that's kind of what happened this morning. I was trying to remember Mark Compton, one told me about that. Go tell that fox. He was one that mentioned that. But, guy wrote a song about homosexuality. He said, go stand in front of a mirror and he'll tell you what you are. But I mean, the evidence for only two genders, it can't be denied. And yet they're promoting more than one gender. So they got litter boxes in schools now. People thank their cats, thank their dogs. Just nonsense. But they're speaking lies and hypocrisy. They know it's a lie. And Black Lives Matter lies. All lives matter.
Oh my goodness.
But when you make an issue, Black Lives Matter, it's speaking lies in hypocrisy. You're making a problem where there is no problem. CRT, critical race theory, lies. COVID-19, lies. I'm just telling you, these lies are being spoken in hypocrisy. It's that spirit of Antichrist. It's anything but God's Word and God's way. Jesus said that in the last days, He said, let no man deceive you. A lot of deception going on, Brother Patrick.
Amen.
And especially with politicians, seem like they can't speak the truth. If it's choking on it, they couldn't get a word of truth out. But Jesus said in Matthew chapter 24, verse number 4, He said, let no man deceive you. Best way to keep from being deceived is do like them Bereans did in Acts chapter 17. Search the Scriptures daily, whether those things are so or not. Jesus said, take heed that no man deceive you. He went on to say in the next verse that many would be deceived in the last days. He said in verse 11 that many false prophets would rise and deceive many. I want you to notice two many's in that verse. Many false prophets and many deceived. Verse 11. This lying Antichrist spirit is getting good at lying and now has the means to reach and deceive just about all of the world. I'm telling you, we've got things like World Health Center, WHO, our president for some reason or other, put them in the charge of the well-being and the health of America. I don't agree with that. We're a free country. I don't agree with the United Nations. I don't agree with this global effort. And it's going to be, there's going to be a world war order, going to be a world war, a world, one world order, one world government, a one world currency. I see it coming.
Yeah.
But you know, that's what they're doing. It's this lying Antichrist spirit that's bringing all this stuff around.
Yep.
They've got the means to deceive. Got cell phones now. Other day my cell phone went off and it was an Amber Alert. And then I had another go off, some kind of other alert. But see, I got connected by that cell phone to this Antichrist spirit. We got TVs. Good Lord, we got one in every room in the house.
Yeah.
We got the internet. We got Twitter. We got texting. We got face news outlets. I'm just telling you, this lying spirit, Jesus talked about the devil was a liar and the father of it.
That's right.
And he said he abode not in the truth because there wasn't no truth in him in John chapter 8,
amen,
verse number 44. But that lying spirit, it's been around a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah, before the world ever was, this Antichrist spirit was even in heaven.
Yeah, that's right.
And that Antichrist lying spirit deceived one third of the angels of heaven,
yeah,
and one third of the angels of heaven fell because of that deception,
right,
and because of that lie. Now I'm sitting there thinking, I've never been to heaven, but if I was in heaven and I saw God and I saw all the glory of God and all the things in heaven, how could I ever be deceiving? Yet he did deceive one third of the angels, and they failed. The Bible mentioned that several times, once in Revelations, once in the book of Jude, once in the book of 2 Peter. But they fell from heaven, and Satan fell with them. Jesus said, I beheld Satan as lightning fall to this earth. That Antichrist spirit, that lying spirit, it won't have no problem at all down here.
No, that's right.
And that Antichrist spirit, it loves itself. And it loves attention. Those gay pride marches are full of that Antichrist spirit.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems like they just get more perverted, more provocative, no shame. I mean, I can understand them coming out of the closet. I just can't understand when they just can't draw the line and say that's enough. They're never satisfied.
No.
They just keep promoting this garbage and keep going deeper and further into it. I'm glad I'm normal.
Amen.
Now, I have to admit, I'm glad I did get saved.
Yeah.
I'm glad Brother Patrick sung that song, Victory in Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm glad I got the victory. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
I can only imagine being seduced in my mind by an Antichrist spirit and look in a mirror and question what I see. I can't imagine. But it shows you how powerful this Antichrist spirit is.
Yes.
We got people down here, they don't know which bathroom to go to. Teachers get in trouble if they can't call them by the right pronoun. All of this, that Antichrist spirit. And I'm not going to tiptoe around it. I'll tell you right now, I'm not going to ever. I don't care if I have to go to prison, have to be publicly beheaded. I am never going to do a same-sex wedding. Never.
No.
I just want you to know I'm light. That's darkness. I want you to know I'm saved, and that's from hell. I'll never sanction that. I'll never endorse that. I will never. I'll be glad to love them. I'll be glad to counsel with them. But I am never going to condone what God strongly condemns.
Amen, that's right.
I had a dream one time. It rocked my boat. It's hard to rock my boat, but this dream rocked my boat. There was two young boys in this dream that come to me. And I knew both of them, Patrick, and his good boys.
Mm.
They come to me and said, Brother Eddie, we want you to marry us. And boy, I tell you, it hit me like a freight train. I said, no way, buddy.
Yeah.
No way. I cannot condone what God condemns. I cannot.
Right.
I gave them reason why I couldn't do it. It's not of God. And marriage is of God. Hebrews 13:4 says, marriage is honorable in all, the bed undefiled, but homeowners and adulterers God will judge. Just in that one verse, you can see where marriage has its blessings on it, and everything else doesn't. But here they are, they out there, and they got their feathers on, they got their balloons on, they got their makeup on, and they're out there, for lack of better words, look at me like I just, kind of like a decorated demons to me, and they're going down the street, and they're strutting their stuff, and they call it great gay pride, they call it, you know, somehow I'm supposed to tolerate that. I'm not ever going to tolerate that.
No.
I don't mind a bit praying for them. I don't mind a bit loving them. I don't mind a bit counsel them. I wouldn't even mind a bit if they come in here and fill the first two rows. As long as they can handle it, it'd be all right with me. That Antichrist spirit. Bible mentions in 2 Timothy, lovers of themselves.
Yes.
Lovers of pleasures, more than lovers of God.
Yeah.
And not only are they rebelling against the way of God and the right way, trying to force their abominable ways upon the world. And listen, they've got a lot of power.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a lot of money behind them. Where'd they get all that money, Brother Eddie? Well, they're lying spirits. I mean, I know y'all heard of Bernie Madoff. He made off with a bunch of people's money.
Yeah, that's right.
Then you got Sam Bankman Bankman-Fried, I believe that's his name. Yeah. Billions, I think $10 billion just stole it. And he's going to get away with it. Reed's going to get away with it. It's because he donated it to the political party of his choice. And they're going to cover it for him. They're going to somehow make it where he ain't going to have to go to prison or have any price or penalty to pay. But they rebel against the right ways and the ways of God, trying to force their abominable ways on the world. And like I said, they've got their day. Right now, you know, honestly, looks like they're winning.
No.
But I'll just tell you, when the smoke clears,
that's right,
like Brother Patrick just sung tonight, we'll have victory in Jesus.
Victory in Jesus, that's right.
I'm talking about it. It ain't even fire. We're more than conquerors through Him that loved us and gave Himself for us. I'm talking about there's a place called heaven, and Jesus said to desire that place.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I go away prepare a place for you.
Yeah.
But He said there's another place, and do not to desire that place, but it's the opposite of heaven. And these people here, they've been so blinded by the god of this world, their conscience has been seared by hot iron, and they're full of rebellion, and they're full of perversion. Those drag queer queens are full of this Antichrist spirit.
Yeah.
They're full of this rebellion, this perversion. And they've invaded our schools. They've invaded, you know, our churches, our sports, our government. And even though many times, I guess, seeing all this, you know, we wonder where this thing's going to end up at. I see Leah Thomas, you know, 6-foot man, competing against young girls. And just really not fair. But they say it's fair because he thinks he's a girl. He's some kind of transgender. And his shoulders are this wide. And his arms are like mine. They're long. Got big hands. And he's competing against a little girl like Sarah there. And I'm not putting little Sarah down. But she'd be no match swimming against Patrick there. He'd blow her away just in size and in strength. And she said, that's not fair. And that is true. It's not fair. But this Antichrist spirit, trying to force this kind of stuff, you know, down the throat of people in America. It's not right. It's not fair. I mean, even a blind man can see it's not right. It's not fair. But this spirit of Antichrist, oh my, I can't wait for my Savior to show up.
Yes, Lord.
When He shows up, I'm leaving out.
Yes, sir.
And after I leave out, Brother Ed, this world's finally going to get what it deserves.
Yes, they are.
That spirit of Antichrist, oh my, people are going to seek death, and it's going to flee from them. Mm-hmm. They're going to gnaw their tongues for pain. They're going to blaspheme and curse God. The sun's going to scorch them. They're going to be bit by locusts with a sting in their tail. It's like a scorpion. And they're going to be plagued. And they're going to be all kind of suffering down here.
Yeah.
All because they wouldn't let Jesus be Lord. They had this Antichrist spirit.
Yeah.
I've met some of them. I was at the house one time. And you know, they don't always look like drag queens. They don't always look like perversion. I remember I was at my house. Man, we'd had a good service Sunday night. I come home about three sheets in the Holy Ghost. Man, I feel pretty good with it. I told my wife, I said, you go on to bed, honey. I said, I'm going upstairs and spend a night up there praying and read my Bible.
Wow.
She looked at me like she did tonight and said, you're crazy.
Yeah.
And I told her, I gave her one of these peppermints. And she said she didn't like it. I said, come on, them's good. She said, no, I don't like it. I said, come on. And she was talking about how I was stupid and she wasn't. And I said, you married me? She said, yeah, that's the only mistake I made. But anyway, she went on to bed. And I stayed up. And I'm up there. We had 3 bedrooms upstairs and 3 bedrooms downstairs. We had more house than we needed. At that time, I was making too much money and we were spending too much money. Mm-hmm. But anyway, at that house there, I'd read my Bible and then I'd get down and I'd pray, Patrick. And I'd read my Bible and I'd get down and I'd pray. And actually, time kind of flew by, and next thing I know, I could hear the birds singing outside. Mm-hmm. It was breaking morning. I went over and opened up that window in that upper bedroom, looked outside, and then stars looked like diamonds up there. And I was, like I said, about 3 sheets in the Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. And I said, Lord, that heaven up there declares your glory. What a glory you're declaring right now. Just beautiful.
Yeah.
And it started breaking daylight. And I heard this knock at my door down there. And I thought, no way I'm going down. Man, I'm up here. Spirit of God's up here. Mm-hmm. I'm not about to go down. And my wife, she slept through it. My son slept through it. 2 daughters slept through it. Directly, here it come again. I said, no way. No way. I'm not going down. Then finally, she knocked again. I have to admit, I took my beat and I said, Lord, I'll be right back. I went down there, opened up the door of our house, and there stood a petite, grandmotherly type woman. Hair done back, kind of like in a bowl, real, very neat, well-dressed woman. I've spent the whole night upstairs. I mean, I'm full. If I ever was ever ready, I was ready right then. Mm-hmm. This woman, she said to me, she said, sir, she said, I'm selling cancer insurance. And I just wondered if you'd be interested in it. Like I said, I'm 3 sheets in the Holy Ghost. And I said, no, ma'am, I don't need your insurance. I said, I'm covered by the blood. I said, it covers everything. Boy, she took a step back. She said, sir, I perceive that you're a Christian. And I said, yes, ma'am, you perceive right I am. And I done read in the Bible there about giving the right hand of fellowship. Her name, I'll tell you her first name, it was Sharon. And I said, Sharon, would you like to come in our house and have a glass of tea? She said, sir, I'd love to. Now listen, she didn't look like no Antichrist spirit. I'm looking on the outside, everything looked good. Mm. She come in my house, Brother Patrick, and I fix Sharon a glass of tea. I don't always do this, but for some reason or other, when you're 3 sheets in the Holy Ghost, you do things like this, Sarah. I said, Sharon, the Bible said if you so much as give a glass of cold water in Jesus' name, you'll receive a reward. I said, Sharon, I give this glass of tea to you in Jesus' name. That changed
everything. Oh, I know it did.
When I gave that glass of tea to her, so help me God, she tried to pull it to her mouth and she was spilling tea everywhere. Mm-hmm. She grabbed it with both hands and tried to pull it to her mouth, and I mean it was just going everywhere. She set it down right there on the end of our counter and spilled it even when she set it down. And I'm trying to evaluate all this. I thought, okay, what the heck is going on? Mm-hmm. She goes over there next to our kitchen sink and falls across the counter and she starts snarling and growling like an animal. Mm. And I mean, I have to admit, my hair was standing up pretty good. And I thought, what am I supposed to do? I got my babies back there in bed, my wife back there in bed, this woman here, just don't look normal to me. And she's a snarling and she's a growling. And I thought, well, I need to do something here. Our text said, believe not every spirit,
yeah,
but try the spirits,
right,
whether they're of God or not. I made the mistake of touching Sharon on the back and saying, "Are you all right, Sharon?" She come up off that kitchen counter, and I look, I'm like Patrick, and she's like the size of Sarah there. And she come up, I mean, like this, and leaped on me.
Oh, my God.
I'm talking about, and you know, she gnashed her teeth. I can't do my teeth like she did her teeth. It break my teeth out. But she gnashed her teeth like a dog. I mean, just pounced on me. And I went down, I mean, went way down. I went down to fetal position in the corner. I would have run if I could have. I was cornered. There wasn't nowhere to run. I would have run plumb out of my shoe. I never seen, her eyes didn't even look human. I never seen anything like this in my life. I don't ever want to see anything like this ever again. But here I am, I'm in over my head. This woman's in my house, and she's got something. I ain't real sure exactly what it is, but I mean, she's snarling and growling and jumped up and leaped on me. And I done read there in Acts chapter 19 about seven sons of one Sceva. Took on themselves their so-called exorcist, took on themselves to exorcise a demon out of a man. And that man in whom that demon was in, he said, "Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you?" And leaped on those men, and they left that house wounded and naked, and they fled when they come out of that house.
Yes, they did.
So, Brother Eddie, I have to admit, I'm sitting there thinking, this is it. I expected her to tear my head off, sir. I expected him to be a dead man. I never seen nobody look at me like she looked at me. I'm talking about ferocious. And I'm down. I mean, I'm down. I'm covering up. I'm tucking and rolling. And the moment I'm expecting to die, she just run out of the house. And I thought, wow, what the heck was that? Trying to evaluate this. She goes out of the house. It ain't no time, here she comes again, snarling and growling and howling. And I thought, man, what the... I mean, this is like 30 years ago. I've been saved 34 years. I haven't been saved very long at all. But I had read my Bible. I knew enough to know I needed to do something here. So she comes back in the house, snarling, growling, carrying on. And me and my wife, or really my wife more so than me, had anointed our house with oil and prayed over it that no one, clean spirit, be able to stay in our house and have to leave. She shot back out. She come back in. She shot back out. She come back in. About that time, here come my wife walking down the hall, rubbing her eyes, saying, "What the heck is going on?"
Yeah, that's right.
I said, "Well, you got to see this, honey, because I ain't really sure what's going on myself. I just know I should never let her in our house." But here she come back in our house. That's when I decided I was going to do something. I decided I was going to try this spirit.
Yeah.
I'm preaching about the spirit of Antichrist. You don't never want to get in one of these episodes like what I'm telling you about right now. It's dangerous.
Yeah.
Anything could have happened. But in this case, it did turn out well. But she come in our house. I said, "Sharon, come here, man. I want to talk to you." She stopped dead in her tracks. She stopped the snarling, the growling, the howling. She come over there, I pulled a chair out of our table, set her in it, scooted her up the table. I sit down right beside Sharon. My wife, having more sense than I did, she sat at the other end of the table. And I asked Sharon, I said, "Sharon, are you sure you're saved?" And Sharon grabbed her throat and she looked real funny, like, "Why can't I talk?" I mean, just looking at her face, it looked to me like she was saying, "What's going on? Why can't I talk?"
Yeah.
And holding her throat, she just done like this, nodded her head like that. My wife, she said, "Honey, where you go to church at?" Again, she grabbed her throat, looked real funny, and she pointed at the flowers there on the table. At this time, I'm getting up enough nerve that I'm actually going to try this spirit. And you know that verse number? It's verse number 3, well, 2 and 3. "Hereby know you the Spirit of God. Every spirit confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh of God.
Yeah.
And every spirit confesses not Jesus Christ is come in the flesh, not of God. This is of that spirit of Antichrist. Whereof ye have heard that it should come, even now already is it in the world." Well, I'm trying the spirit. I said, Sharon, are you sure you're saved by the blood of Jesus?
Oh.
And when I mention the blood of Jesus, this very grandmotherly-like petite woman screamed and pulled her dress up over her head. Screamed, kicked the chair back, and ran out of our house, got in her car, and I'm not kidding you, fishtailed out of our driveway. My wife went crying through the house, anointed with oil, saying, "Lord, cleanse our house." I went to the prayer closet. Like I said, hadn't been saved long, and got to praying for this woman. Lord, this woman needed help. I didn't know what to do. If God had told me, I'd have tried to cast the spirit out. I didn't want to take no authority where I felt like that I might not have any, so I didn't try to cast this devil out of her. But anyway, I went back here, "Lord, I'm praying for this woman. She needs help, and Lord, you can help her. I know you can't." Well, while I'm praying for this woman, I found this out the next day. She wrecked her car. My neighbor seen, he said she was going, we burned a Ouija board. I don't know if this was, a response from us burning this Ouija board, but our oldest daughter got saved and she had a Ouija board. We went out there and we burnt that Ouija board on Saturday. This happened on Sunday. No, wait a minute. We done that on Saturday. This happened on a Monday. It was Monday morning because we come home from church Sunday night. Well, he said this woman was going all that car could do. He said he heard it and he seen it, said it's floating. And he said she just turned it left into a ditch and it threw her through the windshield out on the ground. Now if that's not enough, my cousin, somehow, he was working for a Wheaties Record Service. He's the one towed the car in. Her husband, she lived, her husband came to pick up the car. And my cousin told her husband, he said, "Yeah, we got the car. All you got to do is pay the record bill, something like $40, something like that." And her husband was supposed to be a preacher. And my cousin, at that time, he wasn't saved. He told me, he said, "I've never heard cussing like that in my life come out of anybody's mouth." He said it embarrassed him, and my cousin, he could do a pretty good job of cursing. I'll just tell you right now, I've been with him, buddy. He can put it out there pretty good. He said this man just tried to steal the car and they end up having to lock it back there where they keep the cars that have been impounded to keep this man from stealing the car. Mm. Now, Sharon, she lived, and I don't know whether she ever got saved or not. I don't know whether her husband ever got saved or not. But that's how easy you can come in contact with someone that's got a spirit of Antichrist.
Yeah.
Someone that's got an unclean spirit. Now, at the end of this message tonight, they've invaded, like I said, our sports, our schools, our churches, our government. Yeah. And even though we might feel helpless, we might feel defenseless, just like Moses told the people of God. He said, "Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord." There in Exodus chapter 14, verse number 13. We ain't got to worry about a thing. God's got this. He's the one that's going to win the battle. Even though Patrick sung, "We got victory in Jesus."
Right.
All we're going to do is watch. He's going to do it all. He's going to skin the head of this Antichrist.
Yeah.
All of these that are following Him, they're going to have a big banquet. All of the foul going to come to the great feast. They're going to be all just piled up. The blood's going to run for something like 7 miles. Going to be to the horse's bridle. And they're going to learn that they've done the wrong thing following this line. Antichrist spirit, I'm glad I'm following the one that gave his life for me, that died for me, that saved my soul. I'm telling you, I'm glad I'm on the winning side. Hallelujah.
That's right.
This Antichrist spirit. We got people out there today. They know better.
Mm-hmm.
Got people out there today living a lie. They know better. They know it's wrong. They just don't care. I say this. God's word says come out of them.
Mm-hmm.
Don't stay there. This thing's fixing to come to an end.
Yeah, it is.
When it comes to an end, There's only one bunch going to leave. Them ones got their sins on the blood, got their names in the book. They're going to leave out. The rest of them going to pay the price for following this Antichrist spirit. They're going to be consumed. I'm telling you, buddy, they're just going to be consumed. Their eyes are going to dissolve in their sockets. They're going to die standing on their feet. Yeah. They're no match for the real Christ.
Right.
That includes the devil, the false prophet, and all of them.
Yeah.
Spirit of Antichrist. Lord, we pray tonight. Lord, somehow we got through. I don't know, Lord, this is tough. But Lord, we pray, God, tonight, Lord, for those that are in this great lie being promoted down here, this lie, this sexual lie, this perverted lie, Lord, this rebellious lie. I would to God, Lord, that they would come out of that, come to You. Lord, You can make them over again, just like Jeremiah went down to the potter's house, and there was a vessel, and it was marred. And the Lord said, "You think I can make it over?" And Jeremiah said, "Lord, Thou knowest." And he said he could make it into a new vessel. Mm-hmm. Lord, You can fix these vessels that are marred by this sin, this Antichrist spirit. You can fix them. You can make them over. You can make them, Lord, into vessels of honor. I pray, Lord, that they'd come to You and get an extreme makeover. I like to see people that's been saved, and they know they've been saved, and Lord, they've come out of some of this nonsense, and they've got a testimony that needs to be told. Lord, we thank God for each and every one of them. Bless tonight, I pray this message. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right, we don't have Brother Jerry here. We don't have Sister Sharon here, so we ain't going to do no invitation. Has anybody got a word on your heart tonight?
You know, I was just thinking while you were telling that story there, I'm glad you didn't try to get that spirit out of her. Cletus Bowman was telling me that a preacher came to him and wanted him to go with him to a woman that had an unclean
spirit in her.
And Cletus said, "I'm going to tell you something, Ed, don't ever go. I don't care how good you think, how close you think you are to God, don't get involved in that." He said, "I'm going to tell you something right now. You listen to me real close. This woman told stuff on him, he said, only me and God knew about."
Yeah.
Now, you tell me they ain't got power? Them people's got power, boy.
Amen.
They do. And that woman could have killed you if she had wanted to.
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now.
I was at the mercy of God in there, but I'll tell you, I'm glad God's got mercy. He spared me, and I guess He spared me just so I can live tell about it. But I'll tell you what, it was bigger than I ever thought it ever was going to be in my house. Yeah. I have to admit, for quite a while, I was pretty concerned.
But what they do, they get down over somebody like that, and they pray that spirit out.
Yeah.
And if you're not that close to God,
you better be.
It'll go in you.
Yeah.
And Cletus knew this, you know. And he told me, he said, "I knew this." He said, "Boy, I've done some heavy praying before I was in there in the room with her."
Amen.
She was making all kinds of rackets like that.
Yeah, snarling, growling, howling.
And said,
animal-like.
And he began to start.